Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
I interviewed a doctor who works in the ER at Mount Sinai on the west side of Chicago. He started a GoFundMe page to raise money to buy masks for his coworkers because they don't have the amount they need. They're dealing with a crush of coronavirus patients, and they're dealing with their own insecurity about going home because they're fearful that they may be taking the virus that they're exposed to daily home to their wife, their kids. One doctor has a two-week-old baby. If I remember nothing else of the interview, it's what he said at the end, which was, what we need is a thank you.